Welcome to Press Pause, the under 10-minute family worship podcast designed to help you, dads, moms, grandparents, and guardians, learn big truths about Jesus with your kids. I'm your host, Trey, and I'm here with my friends, Kevin.
Hey.
And Jared.
Hey.
Whether you're a young parent taking your first step to spend intentional time discipling your child, or you're a seasoned pro who's already got weekly devotional rhythms in place, this podcast is for you, and it couldn't be easier to use. Just listen along with your family and be ready to press pause from time to time and talk about this week's big truth with your kids. This week, we're talking about the Sabbath. And guys, I have a question for you. What do you like to do to relax and rest?
Well, I'll tell you, lately, I have been playing golf on the Switch.
Oh, okay.
Not actual golf, but golf on the Switch.
Close enough.
Yeah, yeah. It's been my thing.
Well, for me, it would be my bed. Taking a nap, that's how I like to rest.
Naps are pretty great as well. Relaxing, yeah, I'm a big fan of naps as well. I like to just kind of lay on the couch and lounge, a little sports, a little hoops maybe, a little golf. Nothing like napping while you're watching golf. That's like the best kind of nap. So if you want to put those two things together, that's pretty great. Kevin, tell us about this week's big question and answer.
The big question for today is, why does God tell us, remember the Sabbath day and keep it holy? Our answer is, so we will rest in God and remember the finished work of Jesus.
Where do we learn about this in the Bible?
One of the places where we see the Sabbath in the Bible is Exodus 20, verse 8 to 11. It says, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. For in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, but he rested on the seventh day. Another place is Deuteronomy 5, verse 12 to 15. Let's read that together. Observe the Sabbath day by keeping it holy, as the Lord your God has commanded you. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, neither you, nor your son or daughter, nor your male or female servant, nor your ox, your donkey, or any of your animals, nor any foreigner residing in your towns, so that your male and female servants may rest as you do. Remember that you were slaves in Egypt, and that the Lord your God brought you out of there with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. Therefore, the Lord your God has commanded you to observe the Sabbath day.
That's great, Kevin. Thanks for reading. Jared, can you tell us more about the Sabbath that we just heard about from those two passages?
Sure. Well, have you ever been attacked by the Minecraft Phantom?
Yeah, lots of times, actually. They're dangerous beasts out there in the wilds.
They are, for sure. In the video game Minecraft, each player must go back to his bed every so often to rest. Don't get distracted by building high mountain bases or skyscrapers or by digging deep into the game's cavernous depths. If you do, and you forget to sleep, a mob of enemies will come after you at night. Making your Minecraft avatar need sleep was a brilliant choice by the game's designers. After all, we all need rest. If we never stop and get some sleep, we stop functioning well and will eventually go crazy and die. But rest isn't only an essential for life, it's also God's instruction to his people in the fourth commandment. God is more thorough than the Minecraft designers. He doesn't stop at telling his people to sleep at night. He tells them to set aside an entire day for Sabbath. There are two big reasons why. God wanted Israel to stop each week to remember both his rest and their rescue. First, in Exodus 20, verses 8 through 11, we see that one reason we should set aside a day of rest is because God rested on the seventh day. God doesn't need to rest. He doesn't get tired or wear out like we do. But God paused his creation work as an example for us. He made us for Sabbath because he wants us to stop, follow his pattern, and remember that we're creatures who depend on him. Second, in Deuteronomy chapter 5, verses 12 through 15, God emphasizes the need for the whole Israelite community to rest, that your male and female servants may rest as you do. There's no class distinction between the upper class and the lower class in Israel because everyone in the community had once been a slave. On the Sabbath, all Israel set aside a day to worship and remember how he'd rescued the nation. They did not save themselves. No, God brought the community out of Egypt through a great display of his might and power. As Christians, we too set aside a day for worship and renewal. From the earliest days of the church, Jesus' disciples met together on the first day of the week. Sunday was the day Jesus was raised from the dead. So every Lord's Day, we remember and celebrate our salvation. Press pause and talk about it with your family. Answer this question together. What's your favorite part of Sunday worship?
Okay, we're back. So, Jared, how would you answer that question? What's your favorite part of Sunday worship?
Well, I just really love singing along with the congregation and with my family. When we go to church, we sing to worship God, but we also sing to encourage and build up one another. And so that's one of my favorite things to do in worship.
That's great. I love it.
All right. How about you, Trey? What's your favorite part of worship?
I just like gathering with people. I'm a people person. And so it's fun to see friends and meet new people, strangers as well, as they're kind of wandering in. It's just nice to see friendly faces that you're not related to. Get out of the house, see some folks, mix it up, see how their week's going. And then, yeah, to your point, get to sing with them, pray with them, hear the word preached together. It's just a good time all around.
Yeah. Another one of my favorite things, as my kids have gotten older, they bring like little notebooks along with them and they take notes during the worship. And so I think I enjoy learning together from God's word as a family. All right, let's pray and close our time out. Father, thank you for setting aside a day for our bodies, our minds, and our hearts to rest. Give us grace to pause life and remember that your work is finished. Amen.
Thanks again for listening to Press Pause, the under 10-minute family worship podcast. Press Pause is brought to you by Gospel-Centered Family. The podcast devotionals were written for and adapted from Faith Builder Catechism, Devotions to Level Up Your Family Discipleship, which is Kevin, Jared, and Trey's book with New Growth Press. You can find it where books are sold. The podcast is produced and edited by Mandy Bailey. Be sure to subscribe to Press Pause in your favorite podcasting app and leave us a rating or review. Also, be sure to follow Gospel Centered Family on X, Facebook, and Instagram, and sign up for our Substack newsletter. Join us again soon for more big truths about Jesus for your whole family.